But I think we're coming along well.
There is an NRL feast on this Anzac Day with five games on in total. The Warriors host Gold Coast, Newcastle meets North Queensland, the Roosters play the Dragons, Melbourne's up against Manly, and Brisbane and Parramatta wrap things up. There are also five games on in the AFL. GWS plays Gold Coast in Canberra, the Swans are away to Fremantle. Last night, Richmond's underwhelming season continued, the Tigers going down to Melbourne by 32 points at the MCG. French rugby side Toulon has announced its side Queensland Red Star Quade Cooper on a two-year deal. On the field, the Brumbies broke their losing streak in Super Rugby last night, beating the Highlanders 31-18. The Newcastle Jets will remain anchored to the bottom of the A-League ladder after going down to the Brisbane Roar 2-1. The semi-finals of the European Champions League have been decided. Barcelona will beat Bayern Munich and Juventus will take on Real Madrid. And the world's fastest man Usain Bolt says Tyson Gay should have faced a harsher penalty for doping. It's 7:15. This is Macquarie National News.
Today's sports report brought to you by Builders Steel Direct, the lintel specialist. Best lintels, T-bars and arch bars at best prices. BuildersSteelDirect.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Partly cloudy with showers developing this afternoon. Tops 24 degrees in the city and in the west. Possible morning shower and windy tomorrow. Looking further ahead, mostly sunny on Monday. Possible shower for Tuesday. Right now, 14 degrees in the city. Humidity 88%. Winds from the west at 11 kilometres an hour. It's 11 degrees at Bankstown, 9 Campbelltown, 12 Gosford, Penrith and Richmond.
Racing HQ Saturday is brought to you by Tabs Cash Out, which now allows you to eject early on your multi. Find out more at tab.com.au or on your mobile.
On Sky Sports Radio, it's time to take you to the tracks of New South Wales and around Australia.
Criterion's burst away in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. It's all over. What an emphatic victory in the $4 million feature.
For the latest from trainers, jockeys and those in the know, here's Andrew Bensley with Racing HQ Saturday.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Anzac Day Racing 2015. We'll talk more about Anzac Day shortly, and obviously so many commemorations are going on right through today all around the world. They've already concluded over in New Zealand and, of course, here in Sydney, and there are marches to go on from around 8:30, 9 o'clock later this morning. More on Anzac Day through the morning here on Sky Sports Radio. Our Anzac Day City Racing is at Randwick. We've got a track as a heavy 8 this morning, a penetrometer of 6.02. Clear skies at the morning this morning, but they're saying maybe some late rain. Gosford is a heavy 8, the rail at 3 metres. Fine there this morning. Flemington, they've had overnight rain, 6 millimetres, with the prospect of more showers today. They've rated the track a good 4 at this stage. The Gold Coast have the feature meeting today. It's a good 4 with the weather fine. And Morfordville Parks will update that information, just waiting for that at the moment. Let's welcome in on Anzac Day to Ron Duffersey. Morning, Ron.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Very, very tricky meeting at Randwick today. Surprising with all these scratchings. You know, I think most owners and trainers knew that we were working with a heavy track on Wednesday when they accepted, and all of a sudden we got 21 scratchings. So it's just bizarre. And anyway, we'll get through it. It's pretty tough, even with the small fields. And good luck to all the diggers today, and happy birthday to my mum.
Happy birthday, Mum, for sure. Let's hope she can back a winner as well for you, Ron. And now, Mike Fraser, good morning to you, Mike. I know a significant day in our history, and we'll talk about that through the morning. You'll hear things on Sky Sports Radio, but we're racing at Randwick, and I know you spent a good portion of yesterday out there.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. It certainly is an important day in Australia's history. I've had a few walks at the track, and I just want to touch on what Ronnie said there. I'm very surprised with the scratchings, given the fact that the last three Saturdays we've just had group racing, and finally we get all the benchmark horses back so they get a chance to get some prize money. And as Ronnie said, we've got these multiple scratchings. I was really surprised. I thought we'd have chock-a-block feels. But just dealing with the track, Navesh had a heavy eight this morning.
Yep.
Just waiting for that sun to burn off some of this dew. I expect it to get a little bit better than that. I think it'll be, maybe a slow six at worst. I'm quite quietly confident the track's going to dry out a fair bit. As Navesh said, there is a fair bit of wear on the fence in the straight. But once you get, to the home turn and round to the 750, that grass covering there is beautiful because no one's really been out there. I'm quite convinced that the inside of the track from leading up to the home turn is definitely going to be the place to be. It seems to be the driest part. And when they get in the straight, I suggest they may get one horse off because right on the rail in the straight, it is cut up a fair bit from... And it's only from the recent racing. It's not a knock on the track at all. It's just the wear and tear with the traffic. If they get one off there, I still think they're going to be quite fine on the inside. And it may be a little bit difficult to make ground out wide. But let's just hope the track dries out and we get some good racing.
Tommy Berry rode the horse on the course proper this morning. And he sort of obviously spoke with the stewards and the like. And they've come up with a heavy eight. Mm. So we'll wait and see what happens through the day. Now, we've got Tony Gobbin to join us in a moment. I'll just whip through these 21 scratchings. Race 1, number 7, Stymac, and 9, Meteor, a miss. 7 and 9. Race 2, take out 1, Sarajevo, 4, Palacio Publico, 5, Better Not Blue, 6, Liberty Lad, and 7, Superdo. That's 1, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Race 3, you can take out 5, Space, and 9, Felix Bay, 5 and 9. Race 4, just out is number 1, Redoutable Heart, 3, Invincible, 6, Heavens Above, and 8, Emperor Zhao, 1, 3, 6, and 8. Race 5, number 1, Santa de Nos, number 1. Race 6, number 8, Art Thou Ready, number 8. The 7th, 2, Beauty's Beast, and 8, Pardiros, 2 and 8. And race 8, 5, Paray, 6, Najum, 10, All Celsa, and 17, Heavens Above. 5, 6, 10, and 17. You're right, Ron. 21 at this stage of the morning, mate. We haven't had that for a while.
No, we haven't. No. And, look, we've got a four-horse race there, racing for $85,000. So that's a bit disappointing. And I'd probably expect Rahi Storm to come out of the last two run on Wednesday as well.
Yeah. We'll wait and see on that one. All right, we'll get to our Sydney trainers, obviously, shortly. But Tony Gollan's been able to join us. He's got key chances of the Gold Coast today. Morning to you, Tony.
Hey guys, how are you?
Very well. This is sort of the start of the Queensland Winter Carnival starting at the Gold Coast, and you've lined up at this meeting.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a different carnival this year, and I think Queensland Racing's done a great job with the gala day today at the Gold Coast to kick our carnival off.
Looks like you're going to be pretty strong through the carnival, judging by your numbers today, Tony.
Well, we got good numbers in the meeting, but I mean, as you guys will probably agree, it's a strong day's racing today. There's many chances in most races, and there's certainly no give me there today for anyone, I'm sure of that.
Race 2, this is an interesting filly. She is what she is. She's 3 from 3. She's got a great racing style. How's she coping with the racing?
Yeah, she's coping really well. She was, the 3.5 weeks into that last run at the mile, and then going the 2 weeks into this, I think, is far more beneficial than what we've done. And that was all by design to see how she coped with the mile off that break, and that brought her right on to this 1800 today. She got that on-pace style. She's quite a good filly, this. Obviously, their first prep, deep you go, you do get a tad nervous, but she's showing me no reasons at home here at all to be worried.
Do you think she's an Oaks filly?
Look, I'm not sure if we'll go that far with it. I think if we do go another one, it'll only be to the 2,000. I wouldn't get it to the Oaks distance on one prep.
No. Race 3, High Sun, he usually gets better with racing. He's 4th up at 2,200. That looks pretty suitable for him.
Yeah, look, it definitely is. It's something we have to contend with here, is going from the mile to the 2,200. You don't get that bridging run. So we're quite used to it. The horse has had them good runs now. He sprinted really well fresh, and now he's looking for this distance. He looks to get a perfect run behind the speed, and I guess race looks pretty tricky to pick, really, but look, he'll be in there somewhere.
Piankna in race 4, can she improve?
Yeah, look, she has to. She's been very disappointing. She's quite a talented filly, and one reason or another, mainly bad barriers, which she's drawn again today. She's found it quite tough. If she can get any luck at all in the first 100, you'll see a big form improvement from her.
You got Gundy's Son in race 5. He's 3rd up off a win. He should be peaking at the right time.
Yeah, look, he's really good. He was great the other day on a dry track out of the 1350 at Doomben. Hadn't had a lot of luck around the Gold Coast, but I do think it's been circumstantial. And Look, he's going to have to go back and give him a bit of a start today, but when he gets out, he's got a good finish this horse, so I expect him to run well. Just hope he's close enough on the corner to figure.
How's the good horse in race 7, Temple of Boom?
Yeah, look, he's well. He's as they get older, they get easy to get fit off a long break like he's had. And we've missed one jump out with him with wet weather up here. But, look, he's done plenty of work. Everything about him seems quite well. He looks to get a good run. He'll dash in him at some stage, I'm sure, in the straight. It's just whether his dash is going to be long enough being first up.
Okay, so you ride him a little conservatively first up today?
I just think he'll find that spot. I think there's good speed in it. Rocket to Glory, the stable mate, he's quite fast. He'll no doubt lead the race with all the muscle, and Trikandy will be right there behind them. And I'm tipping Temple will find that spot, probably just behind them by just his natural pace. I don't think we'll ride him any more conservative, Ronnie. I think that's just the spot he finds, and he'll be able to peel out, and hopefully he'll dash at him. And I guess whether fitness is there the last 50 at this level, we'll soon see.
Okay. Any expectations for Alma's Fury first up?
Look, he'll have to go back from his gate a little bit, and he'll just be behind that next line of horses, and he'll track up, and I'm sure he'll be closest to them on the line, and looking to see him get out to the 1400, which since I've taken him over, that seems to be his best distance for me.
And I suppose Rocket to Glory's advantage is he's up and running, he's hard fit, and he's probably got a good record, or he has got a good record at this track and distance.
Yeah, look, he's really good at the distance, you know, since we've had him for the last few seasons now, and he's a nice hard fit horse. He'll go out there, he'll run fast overall time, and you know, whatever beats him will have to run quicker than him. That's the sort of horse he is. He gets out and he runs along, and whatever race he's in, they earn their merits getting past him.
What's your best chance here?
In this race?
Yeah.
Look, I'd probably go to Rocket to Glory just because he's fit. I know class-wise, Temple of Boom obviously got it all over him class, but, you know, he does, as he's gotten older, this horse, he has tended to need a run. Although we've had him work quite a while this time, probably maybe a slight leaning to Rocket, but, look, Temple's still my favourite, so I'm not going to lean too far.
No. You finish with a few in the last. Traveston Girl, she's a class filly. How forward is she?
Yeah, look, she's quite forward. We had her up ready to go in the autumn. We just come back off for a little bit, and she's done really well off that little week off and then back in towards the winter. Just a pretty tricky race. There's a lot of tempo in it, and she is an up-on-speed horse. So, you know, just whether how fast these on-speed horses can go and finish off. But, look, she's in good order.
Well, it's her main target over the winter?
Probably the Queensland Guineas. Just like all these three-year-old fillies, I guess you just sort of keep them in good shape and see where their form takes you. Who knows, it may end up at Stradbroke, but more likely the Queensland Guineas.
You got feels like home in this also, up in class, but good, pretty good first up.
Yeah, she was in a similar sort of race to today as far as tempo-wise. There's a lot of speed on there, like today's race will be. Hit the line terrific. These Victorian horses, they really improved off their first run, our way of going, and I think you'll see the same with her today. She's certainly better than what she was first up, and I'd expect her to be hitting the line very hard.
What about Bearskin? It's hard to line these horses up that are unbeaten. I know he's way up in class, but two for two?
Yeah, he's going to get a lovely run, isn't he, off two alleys. Probably he's going to be in behind that tempo, you know, getting a really soft run. Big difference for him, Sunshine Coast, up to this sort of race at the Gold Coast. But he's obviously a promising horse. We wouldn't have him in there. And I guess we're going to see how promising he is today going up to this sort of grade.
Okay, but surely Traveston Girl's your top pick there.
Traveston Girl's is the best filly, best three-year-old I have in this race, and probably one of the better young horses in my stable coming through.
Okay, so what horses are you really, you know, looking forward to out of your stable for the winter?
Oh, look, I think the three-year-olds really. I think a filly like Traveston Girl, I really like she is what she is earlier in the day. I got a really nice two-year-old Secret Saga that's won two out of three and had a mishap the other time, and Hijack Hussey's back in a couple of weeks. So, look, I think these three-year-olds are the ones that I'm quite excited about. My older horses have been great, and look, they'll play some part in the carnival, no doubt. But I'm looking at these three-year-olds. Hopefully they can take that next step and be the future stars for our stable.
Good on you, Tony.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot, Tony. Tony Gollan there running through them. She's pretty good. She is what she is for Tony Gollan in race two. That's a good little wrap there. Anthony Cummings now joins us on Sky Sports Radio. Morning, Anthony.
Morning, how are you?
Very well. Looking forward to today here and obviously with a key chance at the Gold Coast.
Yeah, a couple of nice chances there, I think.
Well, you start with Miss Interiors at the Gold Coast. It looks a nice race for Anthony, race two.
Yeah, it does. Finally gets onto a surface that I think she'll really appreciate. Gets a decent draw, good jockey, and I think the 1800 could easily be a distance.
Okay. Your other runner, obviously, is Aomen. He may get a soft on-pace run here.
Yeah, I mean, he's always been sort of handy in his runs. He's much better on top of the ground also. I thought his run in the championships was excellent, given that he wasn't comfortable on the ground. So back on top of the ground, and he gets back to the form that saw him win first up, and he's probably not going to be too far away from him.
In Sydney, Puzzling Wonder, race four, drops back in grade and has a wet track, win on the board, really.
Yeah, it does. Even when he won on the wet, Christian said that he wasn't that comfortable on it. That proved to be the case again when he was in that 6 furlong race at Randwick. Probably made a blue that day. He should have run in the 14. Certainly he raced like he was looking for further. He gets that today. I'm hopeful that he handles the track well enough, but certainly in similar grade on a wet track before he did win, and I'm hoping that repeats.
Gee, Wonderbolt's trialling well. He looks ready to go to me.
Yeah, I think he is. Two trials have been very good. Don't do a lot of gallop work with him here. He's sort of keeping the short course and trying to keep him fresh, but he's very healthy and well on himself. 1,000 suits, so it looks to be good speed for a horse that's going to come from off speed. I think he's in there with a great chance.
What about my old mate Drago? He was pretty good in that latest trial. He seems to be going ticking along over okay as well.
Yeah, I mean, it was sort of shades of his better form, really. To basically stretch Miracles of Life's neck in that trial on a wet track was pretty good. He's been doing all his gallops up at Wild Oaks. There's an uphill gallop there, and that's really been a great help to him. He's done just pace work and stuff here while he's been in town, but I think he's a chance to turn up and show his best form, and if he does do that, his best form is up to Group 1 standard, so he should make light work of it, but we've seen that a few times from him. He hasn't been that reliable. He's only had the one win, so keen for him to get another win on the board.
Probably the right time of year for him to do that too.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Strike the Stars, a frustrating sort of a horse.
Yeah, I think that's underlined in capitals and bold letters. another horse has promised a lot along the way. His racing style is difficult sometimes, the way a lot of races get run. So, he's got to take a bit of potluck, but he gets a wet track, which he likes. The mile is his best distance. He's done the work, and if there's a good race left in him, we should see some sign of it.
What about this Vergara in the last? It was an unbelievable win the other day. It was 60-1. Was that a fluke?
No, I don't think so. She's been working really well. I think she's been good. She's failed on wet tracks before. I do think she probably found the fast lane the other day. And today is another question mark for the sake of the track as well. But she is back in very good form. She's certainly strengthened again from her last preparation. And is just every time she's come back, she's improved.
Okay.
So that's still the case. She's carrying the same weight as last time. I know it's a fair bit, but if she's going to live up to the expectations, she's still going to play a hand at the finish here.
Beautiful.
All right, good luck with all of them in both states, Anthony.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, mate. Anthony Cummings out at Trackwork, 22 after 7. I'm just looking at the Gold Coast scratchings. Ron, I know you had plenty of discussion, as we have, on HQ. You had it on Formline the other day with the Hollandale, with the way that they've put this field together under their balloting conditions. Banker Mo's the only early at this stage, so Labaz is in, but the others are starting to look very doubtful.
Yeah, it looks shaky, doesn't it?
Yeah. We'll wait and see what happens in the next 10 minutes, but it does look pretty dashed for those to get into the race. We're up to 22 scratchings. What's been the latest one here? There's one just come out here, Ron. Liberty Island, did I give that earlier?
Yeah, we've got that one.
Liberty Island, okay. Redoutable Heart, we certainly did. Double Halo is out. Race 6, number 9, Double Halo has just come out.
And there is indications that Joe Pride wants to back up that horse I said.
Okay, the one in the last.
Yeah.
Okay. Paul Snowden's joining us. Morning to you, Paul.
Morning, Andrew.
Gee, I'm copping tips for I've got the looks from everywhere, Paul. I hope it's the right result off everyone that's been tipping it to me in the last couple of days.
Yeah, well, it seems to be really suitable race for her on paper. She gets in well at the weights, and she's probably dropping back a couple of class drops in this race today, but she certainly met harder fields in the past and held her own, so really happy with her, and she's drawn a good gate, as I said, so it gives her every chance.
I should mention, Ron, that I've got the looks as in the silk stocking at the Gold Coast.
Yeah, she looks ready to go, Paul, doesn't she?
Yeah, look, she's had, she was ready to go. We trialled on, through the Slipper Carnival, and she trialled really well, and we got her home, and she couldn't walk the next day. She had a foot abscess, and she missed a bit of work, so we just had to pull up stumps and get her right again, and we've, she's trialled well, about 10, 12 days ago here at Randwick, and, no, she's in very good order.
What about this other filly you got up there in race 6, Den Purr? Drying track should suit her. I thought she performs good, and then that wet track trial was a little suspect, I thought.
Yeah, look, these trials at Randwick the last probably 3 or 4 weeks, everyone's, you know, they're getting out 5 and 6 deep on a track just trying to get a better footing for their horse. So I don't think you can read too much into where they finish. You just got to try and get what you can out of the trial. As sort of what you want going forward. So, you know, getting beat by 5, 6, whatever lengths they go, I think you've just got to put a pen through it and just go on their race form. But she was a good winner first up. We wanted to go to the Percy Sykes second up, and we hit that wet track, which he's not fond of. So here we are today.
In good shape?
Yeah, she is. Look, she's drawn a touch awkward. Probably the first 2 furlongs are going to be, we'll certainly know where she's going to be in the finish, because if she can slot in sort of 1-1, 3 pairs back, well, obviously she gives herself a chance. But we're 3 and 4 deep. After 2 furlongs, 3 furlongs, it's going to be hard work.
Your only runner in Sydney is a 2-year-old Stravigo. he's trialled really nicely coming into this.
Yeah, he has. He's always had a fair bit of ability. He's gelded now, so it's definitely going to help him, and his attitude's right there where we want it. So obviously the wet track's a concern, but I don't know how we can handle it. He was hung on to well and truly in his trial. It was on a slow track, but today's a different story.
And one runner in Melbourne, Sabora Triunfo. You found a suitable race for her here.
Yeah, gets a chance to win today. Really looking forward to the 2600 with her. And there's no doubt she'll get further. She's down for the Andrew Ramsden in a couple more weeks. So hopefully she can tick this box off today and get into that race over 3200 in winning form.
Where'd you get a Guernsey today? Is it Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane?
No, I've got the black shorts, mate. I'm at home today.
Oh, jeez.
Dad, he just left to get on the plane. So.
And where's Dad going?
He's up at Queensland.
Queensland, okay. Yeah. Righto, okay. And Made Miracles of Life sets off tomorrow for Adelaide?
Yeah, look, she'll go to Melbourne. She'll leave tomorrow night. And she'll probably go over to Adelaide maybe Wednesday or Thursday night next week. I haven't worked that out yet.
And are you going to bolster your Queensland team over the winter or light?
Yeah, look, there's always 6 or 7 horses that are earmarked there to go, but they're obviously form warrants such a trip up there. So, you know, we had a couple of nice ones trial yesterday. Rose of Choice, Rock My Lady. I think he's a very progressive, nice progressive stayer. So, we'll know in a few more weeks anyway.
Beauty.
Good on you, Paul. Good luck today.
Cheers, mate.
Paul Snowden running through runners in 3 states down the eastern seaboard this morning. Mike, just before we take a break, is there any horse that you're looking forward to seeing today at Randwick? It's back to our regular benchmark programs today, so I'll let you individualise if you want to.
Well, I think the horses that I'm really looking forward to seeing are Religify or Religify, however you pronounce it, the Chris Waller Galloper. He's highly talented. I think he's won 5 from 6, and I think he probably should be unbeaten. And also coming out of the same race, Miniature, from the Godolphin Yard. He's a very promising horse that's coming back fresh. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think that's a very good race 5, that benchmark race. But they're the 2 horses I'm looking forward to seeing today.
All right, we'll talk more about it shortly. This is Sky Sports Radio, 7:27.
This is Sky Sports Radio. The spirit of Anzac shines brightly on the 100th anniversary of Australia's landing at Gallipoli. We remember all who served Australia and gave their lives in all wars and conflicts. Lest we forget. The English Scone Yearling Sailors on Sunday, May 17 at White Park. Canberra Guineas winner Rombaro, Group 2 winner Time for War, and $500,000 earner Big Money were all purchased from this sale. For information and catalogues, visit inglis.com.au.
Hi punters, James Cummings here, home of racing.com.au. powered by the New South Wales Trainers Association, is the place to go for your carnival news. Straight from the horse trainer's mouth.
You'll hear all about the carnival stars. Reports from respected journalist Craig Young. Autumn carnival updates, breeding news and Asian racing makes the website a must.
For this carnival, check out homeofracing.com.au and stay ahead of the game.
Homeofracing.com.au.
29 after 7. Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debts into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focus on a debt-free future. Come on, you deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. You can give them a call, 1-300-107-155, or go to their webpage, capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Bringing you your daily fix of racing news on Sky Sports Radio, this is Racing HQ Saturday.
Gay Waterhouse is going to join us in a couple of minutes, but first of all, with Ron Duppasy and Mike Fraser, it's a very significant day in Australian history, Anzac Day, and a lot of things that people will be able to look at out there at Randwick. Brett Devine's on the line from the Australian Turf Club. Morning to you, Brett.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning to Ronnie, Michael, and all the punters out there, and of course, especially welcome and hello to all the ex-servicemen and women and their families, and also the current serving members of the Australian Defence Force on, as you say, a very, very special day. And there's a long history with Sydney Racing and our military history, and we'll be commemorating that today at Royal Randwick with a whole heap of things.
Well, we've had dawn services that have now concluded in Sydney. A lot of people will hang around now and wait for marches later on this morning, wherever you are in New South Wales. And then, look, traditionally it's two up and off to the races and enjoy it, and people going to Randwick will be able to remember so much history today.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. And for all those people that are at those services and marches, it's free entry for servicemen and women at Royal Randwick today. They'll be admitted free to Royal Randwick. And all the races are named after significant parts of our history, our military history. One of them is the Bluebird Nurses Handicap, the last race. That's a reference to the 21 Australian nurses who were organised by the Australian Red Cross but financed by the AJC way back in the First World War in France, and they were named after the dark blue uniforms that they wore. So as an acknowledgement of that as well, it's a free entry for all New South Wales healthcare workers and health professionals. So plenty of opportunity there for once those solemn ceremonies are finished for people to get out to Randwick for free. Of course, we'll still also be putting on a full commemorative service, including the Ode, the Last Post, the National Anthem we played, and a catafalque party held during the race after about race two or three. So, as we say, a solemn day, an incredible amount of memorabilia and history will be on display out there. A heap of photos from the Australian Light Horse featuring different brigades on the Eastern Front. There's a testament from the British Red Cross from 1915. There's a medal from the French government, and just a whole heap of memorabilia and history there linked with the race club, Sydney Racing, and the war effort way back to World War One. That's on the ground floor of the Queen Elizabeth Grandstand, just there at the main entrance at the back. So welcoming everybody out there to, as you say, follow that great tradition of Anzac Day and racing.
Yeah, for sure. And as you mentioned there, it's free entry to current and ex-servicemen and women. And you mentioned also with the New South Wales health workers and health professionals in memory of the Bluebirds, they also will gain free admission today for Anzac Day racing at Royal Randwick. Thanks a lot, Brett. We might talk later in the morning again, mate.
Of course, Andrew. Thanks. Good luck to everybody today.
Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Gay Waterhouse to join us in just a tick. No further scratchings in that Hollandale. The scratchings are all about to go interim, and they have at the Gold Coast. So, Ron, Labaz gets in, but those other emergencies don't get in. So that's the way it's fallen there. And we're just waiting now to get some interim scratchings for our program at Randwick. positive, Mike, of what you've said about the track, that, you know, we've had 3 weeks of racing there, but we're a heavy eight at this stage. But if this sun can get up, which it is now, this track will improve.
Oh, definitely, Andrew, because when I walked it yesterday morning when the dew was there, it was quite wet. And, you know, by the time the sun got its weaved its magic, so to speak, during the day, the track had dried out beautifully in the afternoon. The leaf was nice and dry. And I suspect just looking out there outside this morning, it's a lovely clearing day. And give it, say, I reckon by 10 o'clock, all that dew will be burnt off. And then, you know, look forward to a competitive day's racing. As Ronnie said, very tough meeting, even with a lot of these scratching. There's some hard races there.
Here are the interim scratchings for Randwick on Anzac Day. A heavy 8 penetrometer, 6.02. Race 1, take out 7, Stymac, and 8, Meteor Amiss. 7 and 9. 7 and 9 out of the first. Race 2, number 1, Sarajevo. 4, Palazzo Publico. 5, Better Not Blue. 6, Liberty Lad. 7, Subado. 1, 4, 5, 6 and 7. Race 3, number 5, Space, and 9, Felix Bay. 5 and 9. Race 4, number 1, Redoutable Heart. 3, Invincibile. 6, Heavens Above. And 8, Emperor Zoe. 1, 3, 6 and 8. Race 5, number 1, Centre de Noche. Number 1. Race 6, number 8, Art Thou Ready. And 9, Double Halo. 8 and 9. Race 7, number 2, Beauty's Beast, and 8, Pardiros, 2 and 8. And race 8, number 5, Paray, 6, Narzoom, 10, All Seltzer, and 17, Heavens Above. 5, 6, 10, and 17. So 22 there in for them. As I say, at the Gold Coast, we'll give you those when we do them all at about 5 to 8. But Banker Mo's the only scratching out of the Hollandale once they become interim. So those scratchings, the bottom three emergencies, you would sense, will be coming out. Gay Waterhouse should be online any tick of the clock. She just texted me and I said, ring right now. So we're about to have a chat with Gay. Ron, Better Not Blue, one for Michelle Ritchie from Kembla Grange, scratch from Randwick to run at the Gold Coast. What are you thinking up there today?
Look, I quite like it. It's obviously a very, very tough race, but I quite like this horse. He did a few good things last preparation on heavy and slow tracks, and then he backed it up with a very good dry track run. He's trialled nicely. I thought he was a value runner in the race, and we all like to see Munsey get his pants pulled down. He put up 100 to 1, this horse. So someone's got 100.
Similar to Blake.
Yeah, similar, yeah. So
100 to 1 in this race.
Yeah, went up 100 to 1 on Wednesday. And
fair dinkum.
I went for the account. I had no money in there. I was rushing. I got the money in there, and the bludger put up $26 in my face then. So anyway, I got a little bit of $26, but...
How do you like taking $26 when you miss 100?
Yeah, look, I think 100 was just wrong.
Yeah.
It was just completely wrong.
I know it was wrong, but just the price aspect.
Yeah, I know.
Sickening.
So, Ron, from its races that we've seen, Rose Hill and Warwick Farm going back to early January and December, they impressed you the way you're talking.
Yeah, look, I like the margins. Like, it was only Maria, but he put 5.5 lengths in him. You think, yeah, that horse has got a bit of ability. And then he went to Warwick Farm, and I loved the way he powered away the last bit there. And then, obviously, then he took on the Boom Horse, and he was 20 to 1 then, so it was a much stronger race. Gold 77, and I thought he was far from disgraced, and he just promised to be a better horse with a little bit more maturity under his belt. I just think he's a sleeper.
I really liked his trial running at Randwick there.
So did I.
Yeah, really good trial.
It was a really nice trial.
I got some notes during the week on the horse. They paid $20,000 out of a ready-to-run sale,
okay,
or $10,000. $10,000 out of a ready-to-run sale. Michelle's been on record saying that they had an offer of $300,000 from Hong Kong, and they've decided to keep. And
that tells you something. Yeah.
And the other thing that I've written down here, sits off the pace and needs clear running at the right stage. So around that Gold Coast turn, Robbie Brewer knows the horse. Get out wide and get going.
Yeah, I think obviously he's got a good record on the horse and he sticks with him today.
Yeah, exactly.
I think one thing we've got to get cleared up after an interview this morning is Paul said Stravigo gelded now. I don't know whether he's been gelded all the way along or that's a gear change that we've missed here today, but I'd just like to clarify that if we can.
All right, well, the stewards will be listening to us, so we'll wait and see what happens there in the next little while, Ron. Let's go to Gay Waterhouse. She is online now. Morning to you, Gay.
Good morning, Andrew. There was a bit of a slow start there, but I just ordered something to eat, and it arrived as you rang, and I thought, oh, my gosh.
That was the text, give me 2 minutes. You needed something to eat.
I did. Well, I've already done about 6 hours, so I'm ready to have something to eat.
No, I'm not bagging you. I know Ron was upset that you didn't ring us straight away, Duff, but
I'm patient, Gay.
Well, Gay, one of the stories of this week, and I think it's all too late for this carnival, but Racing Queensland have got to look at their balloting conditions for their races up there. Pornichet hasn't got in with only one scratching in that race, so we've got horses in the field that probably haven't, you know, are going off prize money from a couple of years ago, not relevant right now.
Look, I think it happens in Victoria, doesn't it, with the Caulfield Cup.
Yeah.
I know the conditions are different in both in Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland, but I think it's important, you know, you've got to keep the punting dollar going.
Yeah.
And be it that horses are in racing in form, may not have quite the prize money, but there's certainly the form horses and second or third in the betting. And this happened only just recently in the Caulfield Cup. You say to yourself, gosh, you know, they should be looked at. You know, maybe the way we do it should be looked at. You know, it's something for thought anyway.
Yeah.
But the name of the game is you want the punter punting, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah.
So what do you do with Pornichet now, Gay? Is there another race for
Ronnie,
him?
I'm going to take him. I'm going to take him up to Toowoomba next week. I've got three horses going there, Ron. I've got Sky Limit. He left last night.
Yep.
And he'll go up for the 1600 metre guineas. I've got a nice colt, Red Knot. He'll go up for the 2-year-old listed race over 1200. I think a dry track and a big track will suit him very admirably. And of course, Pornichet goes that. Then he can either back up or he can go into the, is it the Prime Minister, the something 1600 metre Group back, 3 race in about 2 weeks after.
Yeah,
beautiful. Sense. What about your two fillies of the Gold Coast today, Bahumi and Lily? She's an ex-New Zealander. The first run for you was very good.
Well, I'm heading to the Gold Coast. I'm sitting here now ready to fly out. So that should be the tip, shouldn't it?
Yep, yep.
Now, I think this filly's really top class. And I'll never forget when I saw the owner at the Karaka Sales. And once he talked about her form line in New Zealand, I said, that's exactly what you need to win the Queensland Guineas. Okay. She's done a treat like so many Kiwi horses. They come over, they get in that sunshine, their coats come right. She's training super, and with Blanche and the Wonder Boy, I hope he doesn't use his pants. wasn't that funny? My husband said to me last night, he said, don't they wear underpants?
Not when they're struggling for weight.
That's stockings, that's it. Stockings.
Stockings, I said that, and I said, pantyhose. He said, well, why did the pantyhose stay in place? I said, Rob, I don't ask.
Anyway, she's
going terrific, and Blake's riding absolutely super.
Yeah. Your other filly, Regatta Rebel, the Reduce Choice filly, it was a terrific debut from her over the Randwick Carnival.
One of the most beautifully bred fillies racing over the carnival, Ron. I think she can win this race. She hardly touches the ground. She's like a piece of silk, and she's a very classy filly going into this race.
Okay, well, talking about Reduce Choice fillies, you've got Concubine in the first at Randwick today. She's another well-bred filly making her debut. And she showed talent in the trials.
She's magnificent. She's a very big filly, Ron. I looked at her yesterday in the yard, and she really towers over all the other two-year-olds. She should win this. She's a well-above-average filly. She's quite funny. I don't think Mark Alafi, who bred her, wanted to sell her or could sell her because she's quite pigeon-toed. Mm. And when she stands up, everyone goes, oh, look at her legs, look at her legs. But you know, my father said I'd turn have a pigeon-toed horse than one that turns out. Yeah. And so she's quite sweet. She sort of stands there, you know, how some girls sort of toe in a bit. Well, she toes in a bit.
Okay. We'll have a look at her today. Confederate, he finds find this a lot easier today.
He certainly will. And Winona's very confident. I was talking with a young apprentice this morning. He's a very nice horse. It didn't suit him the other day, the way the track was. You know, he'll run very, very well.
White Dove, rock hard fit, off a solid win at Hawkesbury.
Well, look, this filly loves the going. Absolutely. We had the Kensington track the other day, and she was, of all the horses, she just relished the going out there. She was a late entry. Mark Newman said to me the other day, he said, she's done so well. He said, what do you think about it? And I said, well, throw her in. There's no harm about it, is it?
No.
She'll run the distance. She's by High Chef. She's going super.
A couple of runners in race four. Man of Distinction. Extra distance should suit him. And Swing Sensation. Can she improve?
I think she can. She was, if you remember, in the apprentice race at Warwick Farm. And the boy that rode her didn't understand what I wanted done. She is a filly that I think is a little bit one-dimensional. I think if she leads, she definitely has a different gear, a bit like Amanpour. Mm-hmm. And when Amanpour led the other day, she just donkey-licked her rivals in the Group 1. This filly's a bit the same. You ride her the pretty race, I can tell you where she'll run, no good.
Mm-hmm. Frespinol, race 6, you finish with him. He's trialled nicely since his first up run.
He looks magnificent. He was another one I saw yesterday afternoon, Ron, when I was doing my runs. And he really looks magnificent. And he probably races best when he's a bit fresh. And he is a bit fresh. He was going on like a pork pie yesterday. But he really looks great. And I think he'll be very hard to beat.
Okay. Tell me about, I'm reading somewhere that you're thinking of taking a two-year-old to Royal Ascot.
Ah, it's got you thinking, hasn't it?
Now that's got me thinking.
I think he's a very good horse. And I'm back to myself. Like when I said Piero will win the Golden Slipper and everyone to poo-hoo, I don't know if we'll get to Royal Ascot, but I do think he's a good horse.
Okay.
And he's a magnificent individual, son of Bernardini. Bernardini being one of the top sires in Europe. So I thought it was an interesting inclusion in that two-year-old race.
All right, beautiful.
All right, well, good luck today.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Gay. Gay Waterhouse there. Ron, what was the name of the two-year-old?
I'll have it for you shortly, Andrew. I think on Wednesday, I think. Hang on, I
was Googling and I was thought, no, we can't embarrass ourselves.
No.
As soon as you say the name, I'm going to go. No, as soon as you said it, I'm thinking.
I've been reading
that
about
name.
It.
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, the entry's closed.
It'll be nominated for Wednesday.
I'm trying to get into Canterbury on Wednesday to do it myself. Cyrus Rocks.
That's it.
Cyrus Rocks. So watch through to Canterbury on Wednesday. It won't be winning at Canterbury if it's going to Royal Ascot to run in the two-year-old coronation.
Well, I've sorted Stravigo out. He was gelded before his first start, so
okay.
He's been a gelding all along.
All along. Okay. Now, Chris Wallow Chris Wallow's just having a couple of days off. I can't say it any other way. Well, he is. Liam Pryor is joining us, the racing manager. Good morning to you, Liam.
Morning, boys.
Can't believe it. Chris is having a sad day off somewhere. I mean, what's going on there?
Oh, I like the lad slipper in as well a bit, but when he's probably listening via his laptop or iPad, I tend to stick up for him.
No, he's a non-stop worker. I love the bloke. Fantastic. If he's listening, that's what I'm going to say anyway, Duff.
Well, he very very rarely has a day off. He should take more off.
You got a bit of a frog this morning.
I have. Yeah. I've got a real frog in my throat. Mm. I've got something coming on, but we'll get through it.
All right.
Liam, Costa Line, looks a nice type of horse.
Yeah, nice type of horse that probably got to the races sooner than his pedigree would have suggested. And he's obviously buying Costa out of his Abil mare, but he did a terrific job in his first preparation. We backed off him just to, basically Chris's idea was to get him ready for the Brisbane Carnival, and I think if he acquits himself well today, that's where he'll head. He's a classy horse, and I think he'd be very competitive.
Okay, well, Chris usually targets one of his nicer two-year-olds, late two-year-olds for that carnival, so that's probably a good pointer for today.
Yeah, it is for sure. Look, we've got a few two-year-olds sort of heading to the races this time of year. Obviously, Counter-Attack won at Warwick Farm last week or the week before, and he's going to head up there. We've got this horse and possibly even Steinmack, who was scratched today. He'll more than likely run on Wednesday. But all of those horses didn't record a win in their first racing preparations, but it seasoned them up. And rather than putting them on a slipper campaign, they'll put away and looked after, and they'll head to Brisbane with very good chances in some high quality group races.
Race 3, the staying race, Alfred Art. Well, she's a tough mare who's very fit.
Very fit. Just little concern was the fact that James didn't feel that she was all that comfortable in the footing last start. Obviously, her two wins were on good ground, so that's the only concern that we would have. Other than that, the horse is very well. She's progressed nicely, and she's a mare in form, so generally they hold it, and she's up to a distance. It'll certainly suit her.
Four Carat, how's he settled back into Sydney life?
Come back well. Obviously, he didn't record much form when he was here prior to sending him to Melbourne, but we sent him down there and rode him quieter, and he really attacked the line in his races. He took on much tougher opposition last start in Melbourne. We stepped him a fair way up in grade. So back to this level, it's certainly within his rating band, and he's a horse that he was laying in quite significantly in Melbourne, so perhaps the other way around, hopefully it gets him out of that habit, because it probably cost him winning a couple of races down there.
Mm.
He's a horse that likes to be ridden conservatively, and ridden that way, he attacks the line strongly. So again, hopefully reversing the way, it'll just straighten his manners up a bit.
What about this other horse, Soviet Courage? He's had three runs in Australia now, and you whack a set of blinkers on him.
Yeah, I think his runs in Melbourne were far better than probably face value suggested. His first up run, I thought he was probably ridden quite unsuitably. Craig Williams rode him and took off early cornering, and he had to cover quite a bit of ground, and just didn't teach him much, and that's probably the key with these English horses. For the first couple of runs, Chris likes to just ride them quiet and let them attack the line and get a bit of confidence from that. His second up run was very good, and the other day he was probably, it was a good enough run, but ridden accordingly, I think he would have finished the race off a lot better. So today with the blinkers on, I think he can probably take up a closer position, especially up over a mile and a half. And he's got the form on the board in the UK, so he's definitely a smoky.
Race 4, Saddler's Lake, nice return after covering ground.
Yeah, look, he had a pretty tough run up on the speed. Obviously, he's on a Queensland Derby sort of preparation, so he certainly had improvement going into his first up run. He's come on nicely from that. He's a horse that's, you know, Chris has always had a quite a good opinion of. And I think he'd be very hard to beat today.
Religify is an interesting horse. He was a great last preparation and sharp in a recent trial.
Yeah, he's come back extremely well. I think he'd be very hard to beat.
Okay. Happy with the wet with him? Is okay? No problems?
It hasn't seemed to pose an issue for him. Obviously, he probably hasn't really been tested in it at home, but he's got a lot of class on his side, and the horse is very fit and very well. So it's not as if he's a horse that's resuming. That's obviously, naturally, with our horses, they will benefit with the run. But he's a fit horse. He's sharp, and I think he's ready to run very, very well.
Is he on the Brisbane list?
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, the old cliche, get through today first. But I think today will. We'll stamp him as one of our sort of next quality up-and-coming sprinters.
Okay, he's untried at 1,200. Do we get carried away before we try him at 1,200 metres? Even though it's only 1,000 today, I'm saying ability-wise down the track.
Sorry, I missed that, Ron. It just broke up.
But he hasn't sort of, I know it's only 1,000 metres today. To be, to show his quality, he probably has to win at 1,200 later on.
For sure, definitely. The day he ran first up for his last preparation was over 1,150.
Yeah.
And he led and just got tired, and that was resuming off a long break.
Okay.
Personally, I wouldn't think that the 1,200 will pose an issue for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a horse that races on the speed, makes his own luck, and even his wins last prep over 1,100, he was strong through the line. So,
yep.
His win at Canterbury at the end of last prep was pretty soft, and I think his win at Rose Hill, he was albeit back in lesser grade. He still had a bit up his sleeve when he won those races. So obviously, as he gets up in grade, it becomes tougher, and it becomes tougher when you're an on-speed horse. But I think he's clearly class-wise better than the races he's been contesting in up until this point.
Basso and Hollywood Bound, they both got good competitive chances here. They both should strip a little fitter.
Yes, they will. Hollywood Bound's first up run was very good. He's just got an awkward draw to contend with. When you look at the fact that he'd raced, he basically jumped a grade first up when he raced in that Saturday race at Rose Hill. He did a really good job. So he's a horse that once he sort of got a run on the board last preparation, he really took off and progressed quickly. He's come back extremely well. He's fit. And if he gets some luck from his barrier, I think he'll run a very good race. Abasso, likewise, he resumed. He ran very well at Warwick Farm. Seems to handle the wet tracks with no problems. Be nice to sort of hold a closer position today from his better draw. And on paper, it didn't appear that there was a heap of speed. So be nice to ride him a bit closer. I'm sure he'll finish off strongly.
Three runners, race seven, Intimate Moment. She's ready to win. Black Jag's always a knockout chance. Telepathic, she's better than what we saw last time.
Yeah, it was Telepathic. Firstly, Glenn Boss said he didn't think she had a lot of confidence in the heavy ground. She's obviously of some concern, but I think today back in grade significantly. Just give her one more try on the soft footing. I think she won a race in New Zealand on a soft track, she's won two, I think, on soft tracks, which would probably be the equivalent to our heavy surfaces here. And obviously, in a slightly a fairly weaker race, give her a chance to sort of really frank the fact that she handles it or she don't. I think she from a better draw. She's got Jason back aboard who knows her well. And I think both of those are big ticks. Intimate Moment, obviously, has been racing in terrific form. If you look at a run in the Queen of the Turf and where she finished, it'd be certainly well and truly good enough to suggest she's going to be winning this race. She's trained on really well. She's a fit horse and distance suits, so I think she'll be hard to beat. Black Jag, I think he's obviously got a wide draw. He'll make his own luck up on the speed. The race will top him off nicely for the Lord Mayor's Cup today, but as we saw him last preparation over a mile at Randwick, he's certainly got a knack of running well over the track and over the distance. So he's a knockout hope if he gets his own way up on top of the speed.
And you finish with Lucy's Look. Not a lot went right first up.
Nah, not a lot at all. Filly that we actually, when we first sent her to the races, she raced in the same race as Winx, and before they went to the races, it was hard to split the pair of them. They'd both basically shown an equal amount of ability at home, and as it was, she failed and Winx won the race. And Lucy's Look's just taken a little bit longer to come to hand, but she's a horse that she's got a fair share of ability, and I mean, from a better gate today, I'd be quite confident. But obviously, from a wide draw, she's going to have to go back, and a little bit of there doesn't look to be a lot of speed on paper here as well. So hopefully, things fall in her favour. But she's a horse worth following.
And just quickly, Silver Ball in Melbourne, in the right frame of mind at the moment.
Yeah, look, he's a horse that's certainly better where his rating suggests. So he's certainly got a couple more wins in store, another win or two in store before he gets to his right grade. He's really settled in well and enjoyed himself since he's got to Australia, and Tony Millard sent him down in terrific order. So I think he's just enjoying a bit of the sunshine and a bit of the fresh air, and he kept to us with a rating of about 80 when he had form as a younger horse in France around horses like Ladari and things like that. So he's definitely a horse that would be worthy of competing in some much handier races than what he's in today. But just progressing him, letting him get his confidence, and from there I think he'll take the next step.
And you're very strong in the Hollandale, Fortella, Moriarty, Hawke Spur, even I'm Imposing. He's got some hope there today.
Yeah, for sure. Look, a really, really nice group of horses taken to Brisbane. Firstly, Moriarty, I thought his run in the George Ryder was outstanding, and it's obviously the form race for Carnival. He's trained on really well since that. His horse is flying, so he's won a Group 1 at weight for age, only two starts to go in Perth. I think that's good enough to suggest he's going to be very competitive in this race today. Forteller just backed off. He always seems to enjoy himself in Queensland, so Chris just sort of backed off him, and we'll set him for the Hollandale and Doomben Cup. He's going well. He's a war horse, and if things fall his way, he's going to run a good race. But he's the type of horse that if things don't pan out, he's more than happy to cock off, and I'll see you next week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Imposing. obviously waited, pulled him out of the Doncaster and opted to head for these two races. It's been a plan sort of established after his summer preparation when he won the Summer Cup. Basically, he's done all he can in those sort of lesser, well, the Group 3s, and he deserves his chance at some better races. He's ultra-consistent horse. Even though he hasn't got age on his side, he's still relatively lightly raced for his age, and really enjoying his work and going terrific. So he's certainly capable of running a very big race today over 1800 at Gold Coast, and the distance is ideal for him. And going on his run in the George Ryder, you couldn't discount him at all. And Hawkspur, look, he's got a good draw. He'll race close to the speed. Obviously, he found a bit of form before we freshened and set him for Queensland. And he's on track for the Durman Cup as well. Jim Cassidy, form rider. There's a lot to like about him. So I think we've got four really genuine winning chances in the race. But at the moment, I'd have to lean towards Moriarty.
And hopefully we've saved the best to last. Index Link looks beautifully placed in the chairman's.
Yeah, look, he had a lovely run last week and just probably struggled with the big weight, but today I think he's taking on lesser opposition than what he faced last start, and the big key for him will be getting back on top of the ground, which he seems to be more effective on. He's got a good turn of foot and the better ground seems to suit him a lot. It's far more suitable, so he'll be hard to beat today.
Last time we had you on, we asked you for one bet and you gave us a winner. I suppose the boss is not listening now because his battery's probably run out after all that. But
yeah.
Just give us one out of all that lot.
Index Link, but Moriarty certainly at the price.
Beauty.
Okay, thanks a lot, Liam. Good on you, mate. Good luck today.
Thanks, guys.
Liam Pryor there from the Chris Waller Stable. We're running late because it's just coming up to 8 o'clock, Mike, but you would have been happy with Religify.
Yeah, certainly was. He interviews well, doesn't he?
He does. Liam, he does a grand job.
And yep. So does Tony Golan. I was listening to the interview with him earlier. He had a million runners and very good, very good.
Vital information certainly for the punter. Is. All right, take a break, guys. That coffee will be coming in via
just
Cheryl.
Just arrived.
Beautiful. Back with you guys in a moment. Let's look at all the scratchings for today's TAB program. Starting at Randwick, a heavy 8 penetrometer is 6.02. Race 1, take out 7, Stymac and 9, Meteor Amiss, 7 and 9. Race 2, number 1, Sarajevo, 4, Palazzo Publico, 5, Better Not Blue, 6, Liberty Island and 7, Superdough. That's 1, 4, 5, 6 and 7. Race 3, number 5, Space and 9, Felix Bay, 5 and 9. Race 4, number 1, Redoutable Heart, 3, Invincible, 6, Heavens Above, 8 Emperor Zoe, 1, 3, 6 and 8. Race 5 at Randwick, number 1 Centre de Nos, number 1. Race 6, number 8 Art Thou Ready and 9 Double Halo, 8 and 9. Race 7, 2 Beauty's Beast and 8 Pederos, 2 and 8. And race 8, number 5 Paray, 6 Najum, 10 All Salsa, 16 Totally Devoted and 17 Heavens Above. 5, 6, 10, 16 and 17. They're the final scratchings for Randwick this afternoon. For Gosford, that track is a heavy 8. The weather is fine this morning and the rail stays at 3 metres. Race 1, take out 4 Allison and 7 Princess Ara, 4 and 7. Race 2, number 2 Northern Storm, 3 Apocalypto and 7 Waltzing Willie, 2, 3 and 7. Race 3, number 7 Final Trick, number 7. Race 4, that is, take out 5, Miss World, number 5. Gosford, race 5, number 7, Summit Breath, number 7. Race 6, Clear. Race 7, number 6, Pinball Dawn and 12, Bonds Arena, 6 and 10. And race 8, take out 5, Orpheus, number 5. A heavy 8 at Gosford. The other TAB program today is at Bathurst. It is on. It's a heavy 10. The weather, though, today is fine and the rail is true. These are the four scratchings. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out number 2, Marvel. Race 3, number 1, House of Nicole and 3, Butterface, 1 and 3.
and race four, take out two, Magic Archer, number two. Final scratchings for the big day of racing at Bathurst. Flemington in Melbourne, they had 6 mil of rain fall overnight. More showers expected through the day. At the moment, the track is a good four. The overall penetrometer, 4.84. Race one, take out one, Down the Hatch, number one. The second clear, the third, number six, Secret Toys Business, number six. Race four, number four, Ancient King, and nine, Archfire, four and nine. Race five, number three, Quorum, six, Secret Blend, 13, Club Star, and the emergencies, 17 and 20. 3, 6, 13, 17 and 20 out of race 5. Race 6, number 4, All I Survey, number 4. Race 7, take out 11, Rivers Lane, 14, Campanology, 16, Bell Rhythm, and the emergency 17, Free of Doubt. 11, 14, 16 and 17. And race 8, 1, Saluter, 4,